With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A day after officially joining the race for the governor's office, Greg Gianforte continued a two-day campaign swing through the state. Today, he drew a crowd at Helena Sand and Gravel, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Politicians, supporters, and a school bus full of Helena Christian School students came to hear Gianforte. The Republican candidate for governor said the jobs he created as a business owner in Bozeman reflect his plan to create more jobs throughout the state.
And I want to be really clear, especially to you young people, these jobs were created through innovation and hard work, not government programs or handouts.
Some Helena Christian School students waved orange and blue Gianforte banners in the air and cheered during the speech. The school principal expressed his support for Gianforte and said the event was an opportunity for kids to see democracy in action, but the school was not endorsing the candidate. Also in the crowd was the head of the Helena Big Sky Tea Party, Ed Argenbright.
Greg Gianforte is a doer. He's a businessman, and I find it really easy to support him.
Gianforte is expected to be the incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock's main challenger in the gubernatorial race this fall. Shortly before the Gianforte event, Democratic Executive Director Nancy Keenan spoke at her party's state headquarters.
So Montana's economy is creating jobs, our budget is balanced, and we have money set for a rainy day. So again, why is Greg Gianforte running? He does not share the values of hardworking Montanans. He does not share the values of hardworking families in Helena or across the state.
Gianforte wrapped up his campaign announcement tour in Bozeman on Thursday. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
You can get Montana news anytime on our website, mtpr.org, or on the NPR One app on your smartphone. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Whitney.